On a chilly winter morning, I open the front door of Panadería San Miguel. I am greeted by 8 shelves of different types of fresh, warm sweetbread on display. The vibrant pink colors of sweetbread and strawberry stuffed pastries can immediately grab your attention. The bakery opened to the public back in December. Their bread sold out within 2 hours on their opening day. Mauricio Contreras owns both the bakery and La Mixteca restaurant, which is located in the same shopping center right by the bakery in Urbana. Contreras says he wanted to help the Latino community get authentic baked goods.
There's no bakery nearby. People travel all the way to Chicago or Indiana to get their bread. It's not the same taste as going to a bakery nearby here for the Latino community, which is already very large as a whole.
Right now, the bakery finished preparing breads for holidays celebrated by Latino Catholic families, like Dia de los Reyes or Three Kings Day. In Mexico and other Latin American countries, Santa Claus isn't a popular figure as he is in the United States. Instead, it is the three wise men who leave presents in or near the shoes of children. Families gather to eat and cut open a rosca, a cake decorated with different fruits and sweets. A small plastic figurine, which represents baby Jesus, is placed inside the rosca. It is considered to be good luck if the figurine is in the slice you receive. Oscar Rosón is the main baker at San Miguel Bakery. He has been baking for more than 10 years before the bakery opened. Rosón shows me the steps of making a rosca, starting with kneading the dough and including 5 to 8 baby Jesus figurines inside. A white sugar paste is added, along with 3 stripes of red, green, and yellow candy and a cherry. At the end, it's placed in the oven. He says it takes about half an hour for a rosca to bake in addition to preparing and decorating.
It doesn't take a long time. What takes time is mostly the process of the dough having to work on its own, but the process is not so complicated to make.
The bakery had more than 200 pre-orders for the rosca. Dia de los Reyes takes place on January 6th. The celebration continues on February 2nd, Candlemas Day. It signifies the purification of the Virgin Mary, 40 days after the birth of Jesus. One place where the rosca is enjoyed is at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Champaign. Teresa Rodriguez volunteers at the church. She says Three Kings Day and Candlemas are times when families come together.
The Three Kings Day is when you celebrate with family. You cut the rosca, and in the middle of the bread, there's a baby Jesus figure. Whoever gets the figure on February 2nd, it's their turn to bring food.
Jasmine Medina is a local teacher. She says it is a great bakery to have in Urbana-Champaign.
We often lack Mexican pastries nearby, and you have to go all the way to Chicago to get something real, something more authentic, and having this nearby is phenomenal.
Bakery owner Mauricio Contreras says he hopes the bakery will have a good impression on the local community.
Esperemos que dé una buena impresión.
Hopefully it will make a good impression and the community will be attracted to our bakery because it's something more than what you can bring from Mexico for the people here, because the Latino community is so big already.
He hopes to expand the selection of bread for customers, such as different types of cakes and traditional Mexican pastries. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.